It seems with each new day, there is another revelation about Tiger Woods' extramarital affairs. His once pristine image is now tarnished, and his once picture-perfect marriage and family life lie in tatters on the pages of the tabloids. It would be presumptuous to attempt to predict how all this will play itself out. Will there be a divorce? Can this couple reconcile? Is Tiger capable of rebuilding what his actions have destroyed? I'm not here to give advice to Tiger or to his wife. I assume neither one of them listen to my podcast. It is sad to see what is unfolding before our eyes, to witness from afar the apparent breakup of a relationship, to know that there are children who will someday come to know how their family was shattered by the inappropriate actions of their father. While there are different reasons for infidelity, in the case of Tiger Woods, he seems to be feeding his ego on a buffet of attractive and willing young women infatuated with his status. Surely Tiger isn't the first, nor regrettably will he be the last superstar who falls from grace. It seems that in our culture, we have a talent for transforming individuals who have exceptional athletic skills into something greater than they genuinely are. Indeed, there are athletes with remarkable skills whose abilities are beyond that of their peers, whose skills upon their particular field of play is extraordinary, whose level of play is above the others. And while their skills are exceptional, they are not necessarily exceptional people. But through the help of skilled handlers, media consultants, marketing gurus, product endorsement, brand management, an athlete who has an amazing ability to hit a little ball into a cup becomes something bigger than life, an icon, a symbol. I have to say, while Tiger surely has made mistakes in his life, our society makes a mistake when we allow such people to be held up and idolized, seen as examples. In my life, I had occasion to stand in the company of true heroes, of true exemplars, individuals whose acts of courage and bravery were selfless, whose names you would not know, whose faces have not been part of any marketing campaign, but whose actions speak to the best of human kindness and valor and genuinely transform the lives of others. It was more than 10 years ago when I participated in a ceremony recognizing five individuals who, during the horror of the Holocaust, risked their lives to save the lives of others. Specifically, they risked their lives to save Jews who the Nazis were rounding up. The ceremony, held in Rotterdam, had been organized by the Israeli agency Yad Vashem, which is commissioned to recognize such individuals who did these extraordinary things. They are known as righteous among the nations. In the sanctuary where the ceremony took place sat individuals who had been saved. And next to them sat their children. And next to them sat their grandchildren. And there were two elderly-looking individuals, a man and a woman. Two people that if you didn't know who they were, you would simply walk by them. But they are genuine heroes, for they risked their lives to save the lives of those who sat in that sanctuary and the lives of others. And when someone asked one of them, "Why did you do this? Why did you risk your life when you didn't have to?" The answer, "It was the right thing to do." These are the kinds of people who should be held up as our role models, our icons, our symbol. Maybe it's time for the marketing machine to realize that what makes a person great isn't one's athletic ability, but one's ability to transform our world through acts of kindness, acts of bravery, noble acts. But the truth is, people who do such things aren't looking for recognition, aren't seeking adoring crowds. The true hero doesn't seek glory, and in fact, frequently doesn't even see their acts as heroic. It is such people who demonstrate the highest of human ideals and are deserving of our respect and admiration. And these are the people you don't find selling sports drinks or on the front pages of the tabloids. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.